Hello and welcome to episode 313 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, joined in studio by Bronell and Canoop. Harv's taking the option. He's in Vegas. Who knows what he's doing? Probably sitting in his room right now.
What was the reason for the trip?
I don't know.
That's a great question. I would assume work. He's been all over the place for work lately. But
yeah, 313 Fuck Free World. Am I right?
Good tie-in.
Yeah? Okay. On this episode, we're going to recap yet another. We got a clubhouse leader for most of emotional victory speech of all time.
Yeah, potentially. Top three for sure.
Yeah, Peter Malnati.
Two or three.
Yeah, Peter Malnati, 9-year drought is done. He's crying like a baby on the in the interview, which was great to see. Keith Mitchell pooed himself quite a lot, I guess.
Big time.
Yep. So we're going to recap all that. We're going to recap the DTG SAS bracket. We're into the Elite Eight presented by the Rusty Shovel. It's Texas Children's Houston Open this week. Doesn't even make sense, that name. But that's what we're going to preview and not make picks for on this pod because Harv's not here. So we're just going to make picks off air. Probably speed this thing up a bit.
Nice.
Bronell prepared the news. So for those that listen all the time, we know that when Harv's not here, the news gets significantly better. Because we vet some of that stuff.
I wrote a lot out, and I cut a bunch, so I'm going to maybe cut some more on
the fly. No, because you probably already cut a bunch of good stuff. So
you posted about 90% of the news this week, and it was a bit much, to be honest.
A little excess.
I leave it up to Harv. I know he
puts it all in.
He's very good at vetting what should and shouldn't be in the pod.
No, it all goes in.
Yeah,
No, it doesn't go all in.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
So we're going to do all that. But before we do, we want to thank our sponsors, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 20% off your order. I'll say it again. We are closer to the launch of this year's catalog. But in the meantime, last Friday, the May and June Player Cups went live on the website. I talked to Chase yesterday. He said the majority of them are over half full.
Oh, good.
So if you are dragging your feet on this, including Player Nines at Harbor in Elbow, you better get on it because time's running out. So very excited for that. It's going to be, it's like 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away.
That's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from the Masters.
Yeah.
So this week's the last week to get into the top 50 for the Masters.
We're like 2 months away from Player Cup Elk Ridge.
Yeah, that's wild.
Who cares?
Yeah. And the same amount of time away from RBC Canadian Open, which moved up 2 weeks this year to that last week of May. So yeah, lots going on in the province thanks to Player Golf. We're also members of Team Callaway. Word on the street is putters are on the way, so that's exciting. Get to get that, what do I got? The AI.
What's Jailbird?
The Jailbird, yeah. So excited for that. And then Bronell's having a Plainsman Pilsner from Churchill this week. Canoop and I are having our first ever spiced Coca-Cola. No booze. I'll get to that in my week as to why I'm not having any beers tonight. But this spiced Coca-Cola is not bad.
I don't mind it. If it was Pepsi, it would be A+.
Way better.
God.
Yep.
I wish Harv was here.
He's not. So.
What would it be like mixed with spiced rum? Would you even need spiced rum?
Do you think that's why they created it? I don't think so.
Or is it just you just need basic regular rum now?
Yeah, just rum.
You can have a spiced rum and Coke without.
There you go.
But it doesn't have
big
quite the same
right
spiced rum taste. It's like a. Yeah, well, it says raspberry spiced.
They're okay.
Flavored cola.
They ain't touching vanilla Coke. I know that for sure. Nothing.
Vanilla
does,
that's true.
Is where it's at.
Thanks to Churchill for your continued sponsorship of this podcast. We will continue to drink this beer until we run out, and then we get more. It's the beauty of this type of sponsorship. So, Bronell, congrats on your Plainsman Pilsner.
Congrats, yeah.
You might as well recap the DTG SAS Bracket Elite Eight presented by the Rusty Shovel. Talked to Sean. He said the home show was smashing success yet again. Saw the setup on social media. They do it right, like so many different things. There's hardscapes. So they got, you know, the retaining walls. They're kind of benches made out of their hardscape stuff. They had water features there, turf, obviously everything that you can think of for your do-it-yourself project. Or, again, get a contractor to help you out. But go to therustyshovel.ca for all your landscaping needs. Thanks to them for their continued sponsorship of the SAS bracket. Brona, what happened this past week?
Well, we're going to run through the whole Sweet 16, I guess. Let's do opener side first. We had Kenosi against Elmwood. Kenosi is making their way through this bracket with
yet again
ease so far.
Yeah,
not a surprise
just
either.
Just pounding White Bear today, too.
And yes, so White Bear actually upset Cook. Some would say upset. I think number one at White Bear is probably just as good as Cook's first hole.
Yeah, this is
about the same.
Yeah, this is the benefit of this type of changing the brackets up, because we all know what happened when we went to courses the same couple of years. Cream rises to the top. But when we're talking openers, closers,
specific
best
holes,
hole,
best par three.
Yeah, yeah, those types, you can have upsets because they're just better holes. Nothing saying that. Obviously, White Bear is not the same course as Cook. But yeah, from an opener's perspective, very good opening hole.
Yep.
Yep. Really good par five. You know, lots of those white sand bunkers make it nice. But yeah, so they actually played today in the Elite Eight, and Kenosi is taking care of business there.
Good.
The maybe another upset was Nipawin beating Loon Lake, because I don't think Nipawin's first hole is better than Loon Lake's first hole. I don't know about you guys, but
I agree.
I would agree with that, too. We got to play both
those courses in the last few years. Loon this past year. I had Loon Lake as my two seed in that opener side, personally.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is now that we're getting down to the nitty gritty, like, there are some really good holes against each other. But again, Loon and Nipawin, I think Nipawin's opener is great.
Yep.
But it's not Loon's opener.
No, but most people probably haven't played Loon, where they have played Nipawin, or they the course recognition, right? You see the name.
That's right.
But you guys got to look at the pictures, too. Like, the pictures matter. That's the hole. So look at the pictures. If you're voting on Twitter, look at the reply. That's where the picture is. And then another sort of upset, I guess. Kitepua, number one, beat Elk Ridge Birch, number one.
So Kitepua and Kenosi have always been heavy, heavy social media support in this bracket. So that's not a surprise to me, anyway.
I think that's a fair assessment of what I would end up doing in real life.
Yeah.
I think that I would choose that hole over. It's just a nicer, like, obviously the one at Elk Ridge is blind a little bit, right? You're hitting up and then the view is once you are
too, kind of
for us, right? But if you're maybe a little bit shorter, you don't get to see down to the hole until your third shot, potentially, right? So I do think that Kitepua hole is a nice hole.
And it makes that layup very difficult, too, because
it's tight,
it's like
down there.
It's difficult opener, but it's not necessarily the best opener.
I think the viewers
there's
got that right.
There's something to those elevated tee opening holes, too, right? You just see the whole golf course. And So we got Nipawin against Kitepua on that side in the final four, I guess, for that side. And then we'll go over to the closer side. Tough matchup here, Riverside against Dakota Dunes. Riverside ended up taking that one down.
Yeah.
Not by a lot, but
which is setting up, like, the closer's final four
is legit.
Insane.
So Waskasoo took care of Candle Lake. Nothing against Candle Lake. I haven't played it, but hole looks nice. From that drone picture that I found, but
so you got Riverside Waskasoo there next.
Yeah, that's gonna be something. And then Moon Lake Moors actually took down North Battleford, which
interesting.
It's
It's
underrated, that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then Legends barely beat Saskatoon Golf and Country Club yesterday.
Yeah, I think we got a DM from a concerned follower that said the co-host of the amateur this year lost in that, but at the same time it's like, okay,
it's also one hole.
It's one hole, it's not the course, it's one hole.
Pretty good closing hole. It's probably not as good as Legends. I mean, Legends arguably is the two seed in the closing hole side.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, it's one of the best par fives in the whole province.
Yeah, so we're
just happens to be a closing hole.
Waskasoo and Riverside's tomorrow. Right?
Waskasoo's Riverside's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Nipawin Kitepua, and then Moon Lake Moors against Legends Saskatoon matchups. So,
yeah.
If you guys are just judging on pictures, I think Riverside's going to smoke Waskasoo.
Oh, well, for sure, pictures wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, Waskasoo has a cult like following.
Love,
so it's going to be tough to get past. And Riverside's never won the bracket.
No, the private courses don't get the love because a lot of guys haven't played it.
Yeah.
Right. So they're just like, oh, I've played Waskasoo. I'll vote for that.
The great equalizer in this case is the picture, though. You haven't played it, but it's kind of hard to argue with Riverside's picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
We'll be wrapping up this week, and we'll be doing a contest at the end of the week. So stay tuned for that. And
yeah, because we're into, we'll have the finals of openers, closers, and then over the weekend is the contest and the championship.
Yeah.
Opener versus closer, which again is kind of
yeah
best hole, I guess, at that point.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into weeks.
I'll go quick.
You go first.
Yeah, not much for me. Hockey wrapping up for both kids. Actually,
so
both,
nice, isn't
both
it?
Both done, except they got this 3-on-3 tournament this weekend. So, see how that goes. But the only thing else I wanted to mention was the Warrior game.
Yeah.
That I went to, and yeah, it was
11-1 with
else.
A goalie fight.
That's what it was, hey?
Yeah.
Two hat tricks.
Ferkus
scores a Michigan goal to score his 60th goal of the year.
Really?
To make it 7-1. In which case, I was like, I said right after that to a friend of the pod, Sap, I was like, yeah, something's happening in this game.
Yeah.
If you it was 20 years ago, something would have happened already.
Yeah.
Like, Ferkus would have got his shit pushed in already. But
yeah. So, yeah, Pat's management came out today and said it was embarrassing not only for them, but for the Warriors coaching staff to rest some guys throughout the week and then play them all in the last game of the year.
Yeah, they rested Savoy Matejczyk in Brandon.
Yeah.
And then they played them for the awards night, which
get
it's
in their
awards
uniform.
Night. Yeah, like it would kind of be weird having them come out there. But at the same time, I wouldn't have batted an eye if all four of those World Junior guys were sitting on Saturday.
Yeah, and so they didn't.
That would have been the smart play, probably.
Yeah.
But Ferkus had to try to get the scoring title.
Yeah.
So
which he did.
That.
Yeah.
He got that. He
ran it up. Yeah, it's always tough in those types of games because Warrior fans anyway. No, the last time we had a team like this, we played all our studs the last game of the year. So Jaden Hobblewatts got his 70th goal in that last game of the year.
Mm.
And then we proceeded to lose out in terrible fashion to the same team that we beat in that last game of the year, Swift-Current Broncos. So I hate to say we got bad karma coming around, but it might be.
It's always fun to beat the Pats that, so.
But goalie fight,
some Regina people that listen.
That goalie fight's going to be. I'm surprised they didn't make like TSN or something. It's one of the best goalie fights, period.
Barstool posted
it. Was solid,
it.
Oh,
actually.
Barstool did?
Very solid.
Yeah, like it. You don't get goalie fights like that anymore.
No.
You don't get fights like
we
that
might
anymore.
Not see another goalie fight live again in our lives.
Yeah. You're probably right. Yeah,
right?
And of course,
yeah,
I had to take
the
option. I had a fish fry to go to that night. So I went to the fish fry, which is normally during the playoffs. So I was just happy that it wasn't.
Yeah.
I said before, I'm like, it's just the last game of the year. Not really
going
to be that
happen?
Big of a deal.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know. The Warriors just kept playing their top two lines, even in the third period when they were up 7-8-1. I don't know if I agreed with that, but
yeah, it's
after
bad.
The goalie fight, then they sat him down for sure.
Because they didn't want to get run.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, what about Boost Count?
That's it for me for the week. Churchill Boost Count, just 10 this week, so 185 in 84.
185, nice, okay.
Okay. Knoop, you might as well go.
You a sure. Zero spot this week?
No.
Oh, okay,
close,
good.
But fairly slow start to the week, but kind of sitting there twiddling my thumbs, getting ready, because obviously we are hosting
Standard
Hoopla.
Standard week for you, yeah, twiddling your thumbs.
We're hosting Hoopla here in Moose Jaw this week, and obviously, with the strike, we didn't know what the hell was going on. But my facility was one of the hosts. So just kind of sitting, waiting until we knew what the hell was going on. So once it kind of got announced Thursday, it was kind of a mad rush to get things ready Thursday, all day Friday, and then was at the gym all day Saturday. So it's been a long 3 days. Sunday comes, I was like, perfect. I'm going to sit down, watch some golf, hang out. My wife decides that we're going to do a renovation on our bathroom.
What?
She wants to do some wainscoting and some wallpaper. So I had to break this mirror in there, get it off the wall. We have to start mudding some of this stuff. And it just took way more time than I was wanting to put into this on a
Isn't
Sunday.
Isn't your house like brand new?
Well, I mean, it's 10 years
it's
old.
It's not new to
10
them.
10 years though. Old and you're already redoing bathrooms.
New to them, though.
New to us, yeah.
Oh.
It's not the way we
classic
would have
new
done
to
it.
You
it's,
scenario.
Sorry, yeah. It's not the way my wife would have done it if she was making the house.
Hmm.
I think she would have made those decisions when you bought the house.
Yeah, whatever.
Or she did.
She
just
did.
Like, yeah, I'm changing this and this and this.
I
Once mean, I get this guy in there,
yeah,
yeah,
we're already here, pot committed.
So, yeah, it's today was good. A little bit of cleanup still from Hoopla. I got out of there at like 11 o'clock on Saturday, and I said, screw it. I'll finish on Monday. But other than that, just buying my time. One more day, and then
you
I'm
leave
out of here.
Wednesday.
And then I leave Wednesday.
Phoenix for how long?
Coming back Tuesday evening.
So you're playing three times? How many?
I play twice.
How many vlogs are we getting here? Couple then.
I'll get you four at least.
Nice.
Playing with my father and my father-in-law on Thursday, and then a couple other player ambassadors on Monday. So Cade and Roman and Ty, I believe.
Oh, all three of them, eh?
Yeah. So
nice.
So you'll be getting strokes then?
Probably not. I'm not going to ask for them, I'll tell you that much.
Should be.
They ain't giving them to you. You ain't asking.
Should be, he says.
If you ain't asking, they ain't giving.
We're going to play some sort of game. I hope it's a team game. I'll say that.
Scramble. How about a four-man scramble? Just
no.
See how low you can go.
Yeah, not. With those three, yeah.
Absolutely not. Two other things. So I got a new rangefinder. Didn't come with a battery, so I decided to buy one online. So I'm taking a peek just to see where I could buy it the cheapest. Walmart. Get two of these batteries, and those of you who have one know how much these batteries are. They're not cheap. So find it online at Walmart. It was $15. So I thought, perfect. This is for two. This is great. This will last me a couple of years. Purchase it. Ends up coming to like $23. We're going out to get Rona. Go to Rona to get building supplies for the rental.
Yep.
This was about an hour before we left. I thought, okay, perfect. I'll pick it up. Should be ready. Go in, on our way there, I think that's quite a big difference. That's like $7. Tax shouldn't be $7 on 22. So there was a handling fee of $5. So I thought, well, fuck, I'm in here already. I'll just cancel this order. I'll go pick it up.
Yep.
$26 in the store for the exact same item that I bought online for $15. So I don't buy it because I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to save my $5. Leave. I leave, reorder it online, thinking, okay, well, whatever, couple hours, it'll be ready. Not the case. Get an email this morning. Your batteries are on the way to the store. Okay. Couple hours later, I went just after lunch to go pick them up. Yeah, they're getting sent from some other store to Moose Jaw when the batteries are in stock in our store.
They can't just...
arguing with this lady. I'm like, just these batteries are literally right there. No, they're getting sent from a different store. We can't do that. So now, I ended up buying them anyway because I need them. Now, when these batteries come in, I have to go in to the store, return them or pick them up, show them my receipt, and then return it.
Bet you wish you were saving that $5 now, hey?
Oh, my God.
$5 was the handling fee.
The time.
Bastard, now I know why there's a handling fee. Yeah.
Fuck. So a little bit frustrating.
Now
but
you
I got
four
them.
Batteries. Why don't you just keep them when you have four?
I might. We'll see. And then last thing, algorithm.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I got one too. My last week.
That's why I'm going last. I got two unreal ones.
So the last week, for whatever reason, small people... Yeah. Some people would call them midgets.
No, not me.
Not me, some people would. Them playing golf. I sent that one to you that it was doing his yardage for each of his clubs. And now it's like littering my feet. Just playing like 300 yard holes.
So between that and that guy doing parkour, you
not
got
good.
The alcohol going.
Not good.
Cancel this guy already.
Four drinks this week, so 200. On the year.
All right. Nice. You go algo and then I'll go.
My algo was just on Instagram. So there's this guy that plays clips of songs, and then anytime the song says you in it, it just automatically. So he's like a DJ and he's like spinning dials, and then a song like a Taylor Swift song will say you, and then it'll pop into Soulja Boy. You! And then he just like goes berserk, and there's like, he has like 100 of them.
It's the
exact same thing over and over again.
So I assume it's in your algo because you saw the first one, then you went to him and just kept watching them.
Yes.
Nonstop.
Yes, and sending them to people.
Someone was asking to do that for Ricky Fowler last week when he pointed at that guy.
Because
he took that picture.
Right.
In his backswing
you.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You!
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, I'll go next. So like Bronel said, hockey season's coming to an end. So this weekend, nothing during the entire week. My daughter's in provincials, so they played Tuesday night. So I did not go to my last hockey game. We're done, my own team. She ended up winning that game. My son then on Thursday and Friday, it's double knockout. They lost the first game, so they had to keep winning to keep going. They won Thursday, won Friday. So Sunday rolls around, his game. If they win, they force another game. If they lose, they're done. But my daughter was also playing in Warman for the provincial final. So we had the classic case. We sat down as a family. It's like, what the hell are we going to do here? Sat my son down, like, hey buddy, I think we're going to go to your sister's game because if you lose, you're just done. Your season's over. We didn't miss anything other than your last game you lose. If you win, we'll get to see you guys win the championship potentially. So is that okay? He's like, oh, yeah, I don't care. Like the classic like kid, yeah. Oh, you're not gonna miss me win. It's just the last game of the year. It's like, okay, yeah, good, done. Go watch my daughter.
I watched this game for a little bit. So.
Yeah. So Sunday morning rolls around and my wife wakes up and she's just like, I can't do it. We can't risk something happening to us. It went into full like mom mode, right? If me, you, your parents, and our daughter are on this bus and something happens, not maybe on the bus or anything, we can't have her son be an orphan. So she's like, I'm staying back. We have to figure this out. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going. And sure enough, his game was on home team, so we watched it. They ended up winning. They forced game three, one game winner take all tomorrow. So that's great. Went up to Warman. My daughter ended up winning the U13A female provincials, which was great. So we get on the bus ride home. Parents celebrate, kids are celebrating with candy. This giant, they all brought candy during the day, like before the trip. They brought this big bowl and they all put their candy in there. And that was like, there's literally 15 pounds of candy in this bucket. And it was almost completely gone when we got home. It was
Oh my God.
We ate all this candy. But they had fun. And then, so I had fun. Little hungover today, so no Churchills for me. So it worked out. Missed that Warrior game. But now hockey season's officially done for us, which is nice when hockey season's done. Mm-hmm. Temperatures are supposed to be warming up, but we've been stuck in this purgatory of minus five to plus two for the past 3 weeks now, it seems.
Couple days, though.
But hockey season's over. Baseball season's rolling along. So, yeah, so it was good. So I had 13 drinks this week, another 13 to be 190. So I'm ahead of Bronel, just behind you, but I'll get into my algorithms. Couple crazy ones. So right now in my algorithm is one of them is tsunamis.
Really?
So it's just like pre-tsunami videos of all these people, just like the guys up on the highest buildings, just like with megaphones saying to all the people down on the streets, like, get out of there. There's a tsunami coming. There's people just like walking on the street. Cars still driving on the roads. And like this tsunami comes in and it just like is obliterating. Like got to be dead people in there. But it's a video. I can't see them die. But anyway, the one video, it's like literally on the oceanfront and like it pans over and there are cars driving on the high, like the street, highway, freeway, whatever, like right beside the tsunami. Like they're if that video would have continued for another 3 to 5 minutes, all those cars are washed away. Like people just driving, not realizing that there's tsunami coming. You can hear the sirens going in the background. It's like, did they really think that those are just like a general warning? Like a siren doesn't just randomly go off.
They're just driving. It's Godzilla today.
Yeah. Practical Joker, yeah.
Yeah. So tsunamis, and the other one's rig workers.
Oh yeah.
Like just people. Power tonging?
Yeah, just people. Oh, just like, I'm not a rig guy, but just the constant guys putting those knuckles on the shafts coming
pulling
up.
Chain.
Yeah. The chain. I'm hoping that it doesn't evolve into rig accidents where the guys don't hold the chain with two hands and it just starts flying around and knocks all their teeth out. But yeah, that was a big one. Like I've had a lot of rig ones in mine lately.
Really?
So so tsunami and rig workers. That's some of my algorithms this week.
That's bizarre.
I have no idea how these things work. I got a lot of UFC and stuff in there still too, because I'm a sucker for UFC highlights or just like a random judo match. Like I have no idea where they come from, probably because I watch them. But yeah, so Sunday, that was my Sunday, and I did have an opportunity on the way home to watch the final six holes of Peter Molinati's first victory in 9 years.
Yeah, I got back. Yeah, I got home kind of just in time to watch the last probably four or five holes too, and yeah, it was a good watch.
It was a close
tournament. I mean, the names weren't there, but
yeah, tough for Matt Hughes, Keith Mitchell, lots of kind of collapses, so to speak. But I mean, Molinati played very well down the stretch. The only guy to not bogey on the back nine, you said, Brunel?
Yep.
So
yeah.
We're watching the replay right now, and he's one back on 11.
Yeah, so his last win was the 2016 Sanderson over Dirt McGirt and David Toms.
Yeah, 2015, so, really? I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I thought I saw 2016. But he's never made a cut in a major. So he's
And now he's, now he's qualified.
He's in for the
PGA.
Rest of
he's in for the Masters.
Events.
He's in for the Masters?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know if they got the Masters. I thought it was PGA.
And like we talked about in the opening, I mean, probably the most emotional interview that we've ever seen, at least I've ever seen. I don't think I remember another one where a guy cried the entire time.
Yeah,
much.
And I know that he talked a lot about it, and we've talked on this show plenty. I think anyone that watches golf is just like, it's one of the hardest careers to have. And he even said that. He's like, this is my career. It's not easy to be kind of on the cusp. But he's like, it's my dream job. I just want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But you kind of get to that point where, you got to say to your wife, hey, I'm hoping to make 90 grand this year, make three cuts just to try to make some money for us. But 90 grand is not a lot when you have all those traveling expenses to all the tournaments you're missing cuts for.
Mm-hmm.
Just to grind it out like that for so long to just finally break through again. And then now he's got 2 years security again.
Yeah, I mean, he kept thanking his wife, talking about his family, thanked his caddy. His caddy's been with him the whole time.
Yeah.
I
don't know how those guys stay together. That caddy's not making a whole lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That'd be the tough part.
Well, he's one of the nicest guys on tour. This is what, the word on the street is. So, this is what it is. Gino and Joel Damon, same thing, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so very cool to see, and he's been the bucket hat guy for a long time.
And he had his kid, he was holding his kid for the whole interview, and he said that the reason he used the yellow ball is because his kid likes yellow balls.
Yeah.
So he just went with it. So I thought that was kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I love it.
But, I mean, does that break on 16 propel him to the win? Because that was
so.
That
free drop.
That.
What are your thoughts on the dropping from rough to out of rough? That's the part that gets me.
It's in the rule. It's in the rules.
I know it's in the rules, but the rules should
state. I don't think it should.
This rule should state you can't improve the lie. You can improve where you drop it, and maybe your lie gets better, but you can't change the cut in which you're in.
Yeah,
you're in the rough.
It's wild
that
if your toenail's on a drain or a sprinkler, that you can drop from the rough to the fringe.
Yeah,
basically.
Yes.
But if your ball's in a divot in the fairway, you can't move it.
Yeah. There's so many contradictory rules,
right?
Yep.
And sometimes the drain or the sprinkler isn't necessarily in their stance either.
Yep. You're right.
And I think sometimes they adjust their stance too. I want to stand a little bit closer to the ball this time.
I think I'm going to hit driver here. Do my driver stance. That's what I do. Well, I'm going to pretend that I'm right-handed here.
Sure,
if I was going to hit the shot right-handed, I would be on the card path. Thus, I get a free drop.
Yeah,
which do that all the time.
But that's the thing. What's that any different? Yeah, I just want to. I want to flip my club upside down and hit this shot this way.
Yeah.
This won't allow me to do that, so I'm going to need to move it. But then they would say, "Okay, you can move it that way, the other way, further into the rough." But definitely, I would say to answer your question, though, it did help him big time and probably saved him a stroke. But he did win by two, did he not?
Yeah. So because Cam Young bogeyed the last hole.
Oh yeah, I guess
He. That whatever driver he hit on 18 there was ugly.
Yeah,
it was not good.
Dead pull.
Yeah.
He made a really good putt on 17 after he missed that one on 16, or missed the one on the birdie putt on 15. I think it was right. He had a 4-footer and
yeah.
Ooh,
I didn't see the albatross.
That was Robbie Shelton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even really hit the hole. So for him to come back on 17 and make that relatively short putt was. It's pretty
He did hit a pretty good recovery shot on 18, but then just three putted, like from not very far either.
Yeah.
But tough day for Keith Mitchell. I mean, the back nine on Saturday, he became the first player ever to go four under in the snake pit. So he obviously dunk eagle on 18 and he birdied 16 and 17. First player ever to go four under.
Yeah.
And 16 was playing the hardest, I think, out of any hole all week. And 18 fairway is almost impossible to hit. So that snake pit is tough for sure.
Very difficult. And then obviously puts him in a huge position to win. But it's just, you always feel bad when a guy's in the final group and he just plummets down the leaderboard because then he's still got to finish.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? They were coming up.
Yeah, the tournament's completely
down.
Yeah,
who was it? Him and Seamus Power.
Yeah.
They showed Malnati. They showed the whole interview. They went to commercial. They did another segment. And then they showed Mitchell and Power putting out on 18. Yeah. It's like
that. That's so wild, right? It's like the entire, they almost would have the trophy presentation. They have the trophy sitting on the edge of the green. Just like, hey, can you guys finish up so we can
get
finish
out
this
of
tournament?
Here.
Yeah, but I mean, good for Malnati. Like those are the kind of stories that you want to see on the weeks that the Schefflers aren't winning. Those are exactly what you want to see.
Yeah, you talk about the bad. I'm using air quotes, bad leaderboards or unknown leaderboards. But then you get this happen.
Yeah.
Or if Cam Young wins his first career victory.
Yep.
Like there are these stories, and this is what we've said too. With you win and. You win and you kind of just like move out of the events into the elevated events so that now other guys can do the same thing. More stories can come out.
Yeah.
Like play the elevated or not.
Stories on the live, I tell you that for
do you
free.
Do you think he would have cried if he won on live? No, I'm serious.
I do not think he would cry if he won on live.
Why would he cry?
Because he signed the contract.
Yeah, but his contract would be, hey, we'll give you nothing. We'll pay for your flight over here.
Yeah, but they still make insane amount of money for not doing anything.
Yeah, there's got to be a base there.
I don't think
he would make money for dead last finishes.
I think he does. Well, yeah.
No chance.
You get dead last on the weekend, you still get money on the PGA Tour.
No one's crying over a live
win.
I'll give you
a 9% chance he cried.
90% chance.
He would never go. Too good of a guy.
really good point. Really good point.
Okay.
Let's go the opposite to a not so good guy, Justin Thomas. So I got absolutely shit on what was it, Saturday? Saturday morning, maybe Friday night.
I think it was Friday morning.
Because I gave.
Oh, no, you're right.
I gave Harv JT this week, and he was what, like T3 at the time?
Yep.
So Matty B and Canoop were just all over me saying, no, oh, you're an idiot for giving Harv JT.
Yep.
Easy win for him.
Guilty.
38 putts Saturday. He lost 7 strokes putting, and not a single putt made inside outside 3 feet. Sorry,
that's
the most wild
stat.
One.
It is.
Yeah.
What did he his 38
like not
putts?
One 4-footer for par all day.
Wasn't his total made putts in 18? It was like 35 feet.
It was, not even.
Yeah.
Like, and not that this place is their greens are extremely chicory or extremely fast. Like, that's just an awful, awful, awful day on the greens.
No, I said, I messaged in the group chat there on, like, 2 or 3. He three-putted from, like, 20 feet. I was like, nice three-putt, JT. And I was like, oh, well, you'll probably, turn
pick
it
up,
around.
Yeah.
No.
I just saw him miss a 2-footer, and that must have been that same hole, but.
Nope.
That was all I saw. No?
That hole, he blew it way by. on the first putt.
Speaking of JT, I'll tie this in. On the bus ride up, I got episodes 5
nice.
And 6 of 5, 6 in the start of 7.
You done, Canoe?
Full swing?
No, I'm going to watch it on the plane.
But yeah, that episode 6 where it's between him and Keegan to make it, it's just like they produced the shit out of that to show how much it had to do with him and Zach being friends.
It is. That was the whole 100% the reason
because
why
that is
he took him.
Wild. Like to the way that they set it up,
it's the
like
boys
Keegan
club.
I forgot all about how ridiculously bad JT played. Like I thought for some reason that he made the playoffs. I forgot he was 71 because he chipped it off the pin there.
Yeah.
And I was just watching that and then the episode ends and then the start of the next episode's where he gets the call and I was just like Keegan thought he was on that team.
Like, yeah, he said to his wife, we're going to Rome.
Yeah, after he won for the second time that year.
Yeah.
And JT was playing so bad. It's just like, you relive those things. It's just like, I can't believe that he went with that choice. And
absolutely
they're like,
boned.
They're really building it up too. Like, JT, Spieth, and Ricky are all at supper at the Open. And just like, oh, this does not look good. And then you just feel so bad for Keegan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just looked horrible for Zach Johnson.
And I haven't got through the Ryder Cup because I forgot too. JT did okay on the Ryder Cup, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So okay. It was like,
he did okay. That's
it. Yeah.
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 I mean,
him and Spieth are bad.
Together. Bradley on that team isn't helping them win. But
no.
They're still getting boat race,
better
but
showing.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to Canadians. I mean, obviously the big one, Mac Hughes, T3, but massive jinx by Canoop on Sunday.
Huge jinx.
Huge putt on 18 to get to T3. I mean, I guess he only moved up from fourth to third, but I assume that's a pretty good chunk of change.
Big points, yep.
Yeah.
And points. He's, what is he, inside the top 63? Yeah,
63. So he needs a big week at Houston to get inside the top 50.
Because this is the cutoff to the Masters.
This is.
I mean, obviously you win and you're in, but.
Yep.
I don't know why you got to say something. Why say.
What would he say if. I can't skip the pod if Mac
he said,
wins.
Because we were just joking kind of about skipping the pod altogether this week because the times weren't working out.
Yeah.
He's like, we can't skip the pod when Mac wins, I think he said.
I don't think so.
I think it was when.
I don't think
might
so.
Might have been when.
I don't know. I'll check that out, but I don't think so.
Another good showing for a Canadian this week was Adam Hadwin. So another big putt on 18 is to get him to T5. So
yep. And Roger just had that tough weekend.
Somebody jinxed him, I'm sure, but T49 there. Svensson T49 and Taylor's T64. So did Sloan.
It's T49. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't much higher than that, though, all week.
Well, he shot 69 day one, and then it was like one over, one under, two over on the weekend. Like, just couldn't get. So he finished even,
Yeah.
Just couldn't get quite going enough to get to, you know, that top 25 that you need to put together a string of.
So. Ace's birthday shots the week. So one ace, Danielle Kang, made one from 174 yards. And then obviously the Robbie Sheldon albatross. Not an ace, but better than an
ace.
That
we just watched.
Birthdays, Gino Benelli turned 40.
Oh, yeah.
On the
dot.
This
week.
I think we might be due for Gino to come on the show.
Yeah. Shots of the week. I am going with Malnati on 17. So just threw a dart in there, won the tournament, made
that's
the
fair.
Putt.
Nothing. I didn't even watch golf this weekend.
Well, you posted your shot of the week in Pod Topics. It was Malnati's top.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. what did they call it on the PGA Tour Twitter feed? A snake.
Snake in the grass or something? Or?
I can't remember what it was. it was a good one. But that top was something.
Yeah.
And it still went a decent way, but yeah, just because it was uphill.
And then obviously dude wipes Mr. Mitchell.
Big time, yes.
It was a bucket hat against Visor.
Yep.
On Saturday.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. 2 weeks from now is going to be a good day.
After the Masters? Or
I have something for him. He's going to get a present 2 weeks.
Brownell's getting a present from you?
This day.
Is that the week of the Masters or the day after?
Week of.
Man, okay. I hope it's a visor because that's what we were just talking about. So.
Oh, yeah. That's what reminded him.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you wearing a visor. You'll hate it. You'll hate every second of it.
No.
Hair.
I'm gelling it up like Poulter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's even better.
Don't.
Can you imagine?
It's like really crusty tips. Like,
why wouldn't you just buy the one that has it built in already?
I don't think
like
you've thought
Doug
this
Peterson
through.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't think you've thought through how dumb it will look to be barefoot wearing a visor. I don't think you've fully thought that out.
That's a great point. Yeah,
like,
that's
going to be dumb.
Yeah.
You're going to have to flip it upside down.
Backwards visor?
With the bill pointed upwards.
Oh yeah,
you can't wear bare feet and have a forward normal visor.
What? Maybe no one's ever done it before.
Never. Not one person on the planet.
Trendsetter. let's get to the news, I guess. I'm going to run through this as quick as I can.
Yeah, let's go old school quick hitters.
Quick hitters. Callaway, official partner of the qualifying tour of the LPGA.
Love it.
Love
it's good
it.
For
and
them.
They're yep. giving them clubs.
Yes.
Like, yeah. It's not access just their sponsor, it's access. Yeah. Yeah.
There was some Top Golf chatter in there, but I don't think that was actually a thing. So, no. John Rahm's Champions Dinner menu came out.
You forgot to say next.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Next.
Did you guys see the menu?
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on it?
Mama's bisque or something like that?
Yeah, right. There's a lot. I bet you it's going to be real
it'll
good.
It'll be delicious.
Yeah, it'll be yeah. real
It good. Might be top yeah. one of all time. Maybe Deckies might be better, but it's pretty close, I'd say.
There was a lot of, I guess, talk of that now that the champion has to actually pay for that. And I didn't know that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, Michael
this
Kim
year.
Tweeted that out.
Yeah.
That they have to pay for everything. Like, why wouldn't Augusta pay for that?
But also at the same time, who cares?
Doesn't like, matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't yeah. matter.
But
yeah. he just signed it. Yeah. What was it?
Yeah.
$750
yeah, but
million
if, like,
deal.
You know, if I've just looked, if KH Lee wins the Masters this year and then next year.
Yeah, you're going to have to set 35 grand aside to pay for
yeah.
the bill next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I guess so. But that also brought up Canoop's point, or I guess a question that he raised in the chat. If you had to make one meal to save your life, what meal are you making for someone else?
Sweet and sour hamburger and rice.
That's not a real
Shut
thing.
Up. That is not it. Actually,
one sweet and sour sauce, one cup of ketchup, half cup of ketchup, one cup of brown sugar, 3 tablespoons of mustard, 3 tablespoons of vinegar. Make it all the time. Know it off by heart.
I Ugh. Would
pound a pound of ground beef and minute rice.
I would sous vide a tender or
oh wow. Have you ever sous vide before?
All the time.
Really?
It's the best.
Absolutely. Do you sear it after or no?
Yep.
I don't even know what that is. Is sous vide where you like spoon the
vacuum
thing on top?
Sealed.
Like, oh.
No, we don't vacuum. I just throw it in a Ziploc bag.
Oh.
And do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to like get rid of all the air?
You do, but once you submerge it, all the air comes out.
Oh yeah.
For the most part. A tenderloin with a twice baked potato. And then some Brussels sprouts with bacon and some cheese. That's what I would do.
I can make you a chicken wrap if you want.
No.
My answer would be, what do you want? I'll make it for you and execute it to perfection.
All right.
Harv's would be boiled hot dogs and macaroni.
Yeah. No, that's what he said his champion's dinner menu would be. Really? He had to pay for the bill.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if they just garnish the winner's check for next year.
Yeah.
Like when you win the Masters, it's just like, yeah, we're keeping 50,000 on hold for next year. We'll pay you the difference afterwards.
Yeah. Story came out.
Next
of LA. Brokers are buying up tee times at LA golf courses and reselling them for
big
profit.
I love this idea.
You love it.
That's like, if you think of from a money making endeavor, that's
like the
perfect.
Dicks that buy concert tickets and resell them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. They found an arbitrage opportunity.
I guess.
Now, the only thing I
classic
don't...
Classic capitalist
Yeah, the
mentality.
Only thing I don't understand, though, is like with Golf Now and stuff like that, are they selling it on Golf Now? Like, where are they selling these?
That's a great question. Because, yeah,
how are they selling them?
Yeah, just if they really want to stick it to them, just don't buy them. This guy's on the hook. Yeah. We can't golf all of them.
Yeah.
He's got 7 tee times back to back. Just don't buy them.
Yeah.
And just wait them out and be like, hey.
Then you got to get punished for having missing tee times.
24-hour cancellation.
Yeah. And how are they promoting that they have these tee times to broker? It's like, hey, I got 4 tee times in a row at Riv on 110, 120, 130, 140. It's just like, okay, well, I'll pay for one of those for half the price because I know you ain't golfing all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a bit of a gray area there as to how much money they're actually making. If they are making money and it's working, I like the idea.
I knew you would.
Yeah, sorry.
Next.
Report came out about golf's top influencers and how much they're making for social media posts. Paige is making approximately $10,000 per post on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then it came out and said that Scheffler makes about $2,000 to $3,000. So what are your thoughts on...
I mean,
someone non-PGA making
as a Paige follower,
not a pro golfer making so much more.
I found Paige's content way better prior to her blowing up. Like,
yeah,
her content now is not that great.
No,
Like today, she had one where she's wearing the green shirt, or that was yesterday or whatever, and she's just like talking about, here's how to get better at your game. I'm just like, yep, next. Like, yeah. Not like, I just find that she's getting paid that amount, but like, she's kind of losing the luster of. I'm not saying that I watched for a certain reason prior to that, but it's just like now it's not that interesting to
me.
Well,
I think she also started her own, not OnlyFans, but it's a.
Yes.
Whatever
it's
it is.
Page. It's called OnlyPage.
There you go. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not for it. Yeah. I don't even think I follow her.
Now,
like someone, like they said, like Cantlay's making like $500 per post. Like,
well, who
guys,
likes him?
No, but like guys like him, I meant. Like Scheffler, the number one player in the world, is making $2,000 to $3,000. Drive the Greens making, you know,
four to five. Couple bucks.
Bucks.
Cents.
This is a great tangent into our next topics, I'm sure. Is one thing I can get behind is her being cast in Happy Gilmore 2 as
that was
going to
be my
girl.
Last news item. But.
Oh, shit. Yeah. But that's a perfect time to talk about. Yes. She's the perfect fit for that that role. She's recognizable. She's in golf. And that would be perfect.
Yes.
She's the perfect role for that. And she's already taken pictures in those outfits. So, yeah.
But she might be too much for that role, though. I don't know.
Also, I got the biggest kick out of Shooter McGavin's tweet of Adam Sandler, his basketball shorts, just looking disheveled. He's like, I ain't losing to this guy twice. Yeah. But the funny thing is like Christopher McDonald has been attached to that role and hanging on to it for so long, and he just looks like shit now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even think he could get cast as Shooter McGavin in this one. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. Are they on the senior tour? Like, he is so disheveled
like
that
they're
going
to have to give it to
good.
Like Bradley Cooper or something. I don't know.
So like Sandler's in it, right?
I would assume he is. Because
it's a Netflix movie. So
yeah, I think it's Sandler.
And you can't completely deal. Like remake it with new people. So it's got to be him. Shooter's got to be in it. But like,
if Will Z is in the caddy, that's what I mean. Like, then something's wrong.
But that's what they should do. They should lean into it somewhat. But then, I kind of like
it's not
going to
be good. But
I kind of like the idea of Shooter winning this one.
Yeah, you can't. They just can't make it as good. It's impossible to make it anywhere near as good.
And I know it's going to be shitty, but I would still watch it.
Yeah. Speaking of Scheffler, I guess a little bit ago, Ted Scott has made more money this year than Rory McIlroy. So Canute posted
Canute
that.
Loved that.
Just
dude.
Absolutely loved
could've it. He could have posted.
I thought
Scheffler's made
hilarious.
More money than every other guy. Ted Scott's made more money than every other player. He just posted the one with Rory.
That has to be Rory, yeah.
Because I think that's a fact.
What? No, because everyone else
I guess,
won
a
tournament.
Other than the winners.
Yeah. Well, no, first and seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess not Wyndham.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I laughed.
Poor guy.
Sorry to derail this, but I meant to put this in my week. But we watched Mighty Ducks 2 on the way up.
Yeah, that's the stupidest movie.
And this is something. So for anyone that likes Mighty Ducks 2 and watches it, it's one of the worst hockey movies ever made.
Oh, it's awful.
Because the quality of hockey in it is just insanely bad.
They changed goalie gear.
In the timeout.
In the timeout. And no one noticed.
So the goalie gear. Fucking the guy roping the Iceland player as he's going to hit Becky in the corner. Like, just all this dumb shit. But then I found a new one today on this drive up. I was watching it and then watching, and then they lose. And then classic Gunnar Stahl, let's go shake their hands. Like, love that line. Then they go to shake hands. They shake hands with their left hand. I'd never noticed that before, and I'm actually the most upset about that now that I found it. They're shaking hands on the wrong side. I was like, what the hell is going on? They're all shaking with their left hands.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that before in your life?
Our U7s did it at the start of this year, and me and Harv were just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like,
what do I do when I go to the other coaches?
Do it again.
What do I do when I get to the other coaches? Yeah. You just swap sides.
The happy go-over.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you have never watched any type of handshake ever, and you just put this in the final movie. Yeah. I think they might have done it on purpose.
Just to add to the list. Yeah.
Yeah. So
next, Patty Harrington, he's been doing a lot of golf tips lately. He came out and said that he thinks he can get any golfer in the world under a 10 handicap just by watching his tips.
He does
give
a bold
statement, but
he does give really, really good tips. If you've seen any of his YouTube
really
stuff,
good.
And
yeah.
It's fantastic stuff
and he's
to watch.
Fun to listen to. I love that guy.
I kind of can get behind anybody in the world being a 10 handicap.
Anybody.
That actually like puts an effort into golf to be a 10?
A 10 is... people that are out there that are like 13s right now are probably like, fuck this guy.
No,
do you know
but,
what that means?
You know, but you know what a 13 is? A 13 is a guy who plays 10 rounds a year.
Yeah, but so what about the 20s out there that just play a lot? That's just
kinda,
who they are.
I kind of can get behind. Like, I'm just thinking of like your home course, and if you put in the effort to practice and look at and watch tips, stuff like that, and golf enough with the tips, because you think of guys who are 20s and stuff like that, they literally show up, golf, go home. A week later, they show up. Yeah. They're not practicing.
Old
not
guys, though.
What do you think a 10, their average score is?
We're not going into this. I know what you're
going
to.
I know
where
you're
going.
It's like 87?
Yeah, I know. There's people out there that can't break 100, man, all
well,
the
I know,
time.
But
well,
if
let's not go with that. Let's not go down.
They've
that,
got a chance.
Fuck. I can kind of get behind what he's saying, though, because it's not just a broad, hey, you, Joe, who plays one round a week. Like, you have to actually put in an effort to get better, which is why you're watching the tips, that you're actually going to practice. If you actually practice and play enough, you can be a 10.
I just, yeah. I think you're both wrong, but we'll go next.
What was I last year? I was like I got down to like a 5, but I shoot 90. Like, it happens at my home course. So I think over 10, your best 8 out of 20 rounds to get to a 10 handicap, I think you can do it.
Yep.
You're comparing yourself to some guys that are like 20 to 30 handicaps.
I'm just saying.
That play just as much as you.
Yeah, but they got to practice. But they got to practice. They got to watch the tips.
Man.
Patty's not saying watch one video.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then just go out to the course and do it.
Yeah.
All right, quick hitters to finish off here.
Yeah, bang, bang, bang.
Angel Cabrera saga continues. Visa denied.
That's not
out.
So it's not continues.
It doesn't continue.
Yeah, it's done.
It ends. Yeah, he's toast now.
For now.
Yeah.
For
Augusta called it in, said, we don't want this guy here.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll zoom in. You think he'll zoom in for the Champions League?
I bet you if you followed the back or the paper trail, someone at Augusta or many guys at Augusta know lawmakers and said, this ain't happening. He ain't coming. Do whatever you have to do. And they're like, well, that's easy. We just won't let him in the country.
Yeah.
Okay. Done.
Maybe Rom can send him like a box full of all the ingredients, and he can make the meal himself, like on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives during COVID.
His new girlfriend to do that, maybe.
I just figured it out. Condoleezza Rice. That's the end.
That would be it. Yep.
Condoleezza Rice made 3 phone calls, and the visa's denied for life.
Condoleezza Rice.
Next. World number 881, Peter Wilson carded back-to-back 59s on, like, the Legends Tour or something.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back 59s.
In tournament play? This was on that tour?
I mean, he must have been watching a lot of Patty Harrington tips.
Didn't have to anymore.
Yeah, he memorized them all.
But, like, that's something.
That is impressive.
I think you can do it.
I agree. I do agree.
A 10.
Yep.
Next. Robert McIntyre's caddy. We just talked about the Ryder Cup. Robert McIntyre's caddy bib this week was just the Ryder Cup winning score.
Yeah, I love
that's
that.
It.
It was so good.
Yeah.
How did he end
awesome.
Up this week?
I don't know.
Oh. I hope it was miscut.
I was just going to say
miscut. Oh. Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
That was a story early, but I didn't
know. And then another European guy, the Bullet, our buddy the Bullet, T33. Marcus Armitage.
Okay.
Hit a ball into the ocean after he got married. So I don't know what the big deal about that was, but.
Just enough to get a quick hit. That was it.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. I guess so. Speaking of another quick hit, Trump won his club championship.
And
senior and club championship.
Yeah, why did it get posted again? Did we not talk about it last week?
He won something last week.
I think it was more so
no, it was
for
the same
his
thing.
Swing.
And then there was a, I assume fake, but it was a Biden retweet of it. Congratulations on your great accomplishment. Someone.
Oh, that's good.
And then the last two, the TGL coming out. January 2025, it's for sure happening. So, will you be watching, Canoe? You posted it today, so why are you posting it if you don't?
Because that was the first video that's come out since.
Oh,
yeah, it was supposed to start in January.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you and Harv said that it would never ever happen after it got shut down.
No, I don't think I ever said that. Oh,
I'll go back.
Okay, you go find
I know,
it.
I know for a fact you said it.
I did not.
No. And then the last one, Charlie Woods still sucks. That's it. So
that's it for news.
That's it for news.
And people coming out and say, just let him live his life. Like, stop posting everything about him. He's trying to become a golfer. He's a pretty much a celebrity.
Yeah.
People are going to follow him.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's do pick recap, I guess. And then is that it for the pod?
Do you do a preview at all?
I have one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So he'll just do the preview, and then we'll just say, look at the graphic for who we picked.
Yeah.
Or and should I we apologize. Pick for Harv?
Hand I think up. We could pick for Harv.
Hand up. I posted the picks on Friday this week.
Yeah.
The tournament was already two rounds in.
It's all right.
And then I put hashtag for the grid.
For the grid. Pick recap. I won the week. So standings are Matty B, 14, Bronell, 10, Harv, 10, Canoop, 8. So, I mean, it's tightening up a little bit.
Yep, a little bit.
I had Mac Hughes third, Sam Ryder 33rd, and Sepp Straka missed cut 76 for a 37 average. That was good enough for the week.
Not great.
Harv had Damon T49, Schmid 17, and JT 64th for a 43 average. And then Matty B was third with Montgomery 76 miscut, Gim 67, Shank 33rd for a 59 average. Ugh. And then Canoop had U miscut 76, Rogers miscut 76, and Valimaki the Euro T45 for a 66 average.
Sick.
Yeah. I'll, while you're doing the preview, I'll get what we can pick and what we can't.
Perfect. Yeah, right? We can pick for Harv. It's fine. Texas Children's Houston Open. That is a mouthful. Memorial Park Municipal Golf Course this week. So Houston, Texas. Par 70 playing 7,435 yards. So pretty long for a par 70. Course record here is 61 by two different guys. The last time this event was held was actually in 2022. They didn't have it here last year with the whole PGA Tour schedule reshuffle. So it didn't happen last year.
That.
But the defending champion from 22 is Tony Finau, and he's back in the field this week where he had won with a four-shot victory last time. This is the last week, as we've talked about a little bit, to get in Masters invite. So there are a few big names, and I should say not really that big, but Tom Hoge, Mac Hughes, we've already talked about, right kind of on that cusp. So they need big weeks in order to get that kind of last-minute invite. Molinari's win last week ensured that he's in the rest of the signature events for the rest of the season, so he is also teeing it up this week, trying to keep it going. Sponsors exemptions this week, so kind of some neat ones, interesting ones. Sam Bennett off his win earlier this year. We have Cole Hammer, a local, I guess, legend, if you will, at the University of Texas. Padraig Harrington, we've talked about him quite a bit already this week. He is in the field this week. We have Ryan Palmer, nice. the Texan.
Right.
Chris Ventura, Adam Long, Dewey Vanderwalt, and Jimmy Walker. So I don't know how some of these guys get in this. It's
Snedeker's playing. Holmes is playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scheffler and Clark are in the field this week, joined by Sahith, Thigala, and Jason Day as the only ones inside the top 25. So we got four inside the top 25.
Scheffler's plus 275.
That's gross.
That's and only, Tiger.
Only
that's,
10 yeah. inside the top 50.
Yeah, that's not great. So, Rog Sloan playing this week.
Yep. You can't pick 6,000 or above.
So how are we doing for the Harv picks a guy for us? How are we doing that?
Well, we'll all pick for each other. And Harv...
That doesn't work.
Well, I'm just saying we can all pick for each other and Harv automatically gets... last. That's the only way to do it. Thorbjørn Olesen.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah,
he just gets
fair.
The worst odds.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm okay. First then.
Yeah, you're first.
What do you
mean? I don't want anybody.
Sorry, what was the number?
6,000.
6,000.
Give me Cam Davis, I guess.
Hey, he was good. Cam Davis was... Oh, did I see him on here? Oh, no, that was Jason Day.
Oh,
I saw Australian flag on the previous.
Oh, yeah. Starts with DA.
Yeah. I'm going to take Joel Damon.
That's where I was going to go potentially.
Getting warmer.
Well, I said him in the little preview, so I'll go Ryan Palmer.
Yeah, Texas,
Texas
boy.
Texas guy.
Yes.
So we're just going to go all of ours, and then we'll just pick guys for Harv.
Well, I can pick for Harv.
No, we'll just because he already gets Olsson, then we'll pick his after. We get the pick of the litter, and then he gets.
All right, I'm going to bug him and pick Carl Yuan this week.
I like that.
Nice.
Just saw him chip in there. So,
give me Adam Svensson.
Hmm. He's kind of been hit or miss. Hey?
Yeah. Yep. I haven't had a Canadian on my team in a while. I want to cheer for one.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to pick him anymore.
I got to take one of these Callaway guys. Hey, yay. I'll go...
Akshay.
To him or Dietrich.
You love Dietrich.
Yeah, I'll pick Dietrich.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give Matty B. Patrick Rogers.
Funny. I read a thing today that he might do well here, so I'm actually happy about that.
Missed the cut last week, so.
I was going to give you Kurt Kitayama, but Canoop gets him instead.
Nice. I like that.
And then you got to give me a guy, so I'll take Scotty.
Never know.
I'm going to give you this guy because I actually like this guy. Bo Hostler. Texan.
I thought somebody was giving out Horschel for sure, but I'm glad he didn't.
He made the cut last week. He played actually pretty decent, yeah.
So Harv has Olsson.
Let's give him Wilson Fur.
Where's he?
Way down at the bottom.
Not F-U-R-R? All the way down. Wilson Fur, yeah.
Yeah, he gets Wilson Fur. And then let's pick someone like mid-pack.
Chez Reavie?
He picked Matty Schmid last week.
Yeah.
And give it to him again.
Parker Cootie.
Tyler Duncan?
He could have Norlander.
Yeah, he likes his guy.
Tyler Duncan.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, give him Norns.
Yeah. All right.
That's it. What else you guys got? Anything else going on this week? Canoop's gone, so you're not here next week for the pod?
Nope.
Maybe call in, but Harv should be back. Bronell and I already had our trip, so we're not going anywhere for a while.
It's my wife's birthday next week, I guess. Any gift ideas? She wants towels. But, like, you can't just buy her towels.
I'd buy her towels, too, and then when she complains about it, I'd be like, this is what you wanted.
Like, how many towels do I buy?
Like, bath towels?
Yeah.
Six? It's a good start. Yeah.
It's for a good start.
Six?
For who?
What do you mean?
Here's an idea.
You gotta buy six.
We already have six.
What if you have guests that come over?
So we're just tossing the old ones? There's garbage?
That's what I was gonna say. Here's how you do it. Here's how you really get what a great birthday present. Throw out all the old ones, put all the new ones in the closet, and then just slap a bow on the closet, and she just opens the closet, and there's all a brand new 10 bath towels, freshly folded, beautiful looking things in there. It's like, happy birthday.
That's a good idea.
I mean, they're
not getting thrown out. They're still going to be used for like the kids or the dog or something.
Hell, you can
the old ones.
Put a bow on there and then the note attached to the bow could be like, I'll make you whatever you want for supper. Just pretend it's your master's dinner.
Yeah. I mean, that's every night, so.
Yeah. It's what you want, though. This is what she wants. Yeah.
Made butter chicken tonight. It's pretty good.
Ugh.
You would like butter chicken.
It's overrated.
No,
it's not. I mean, it's basic Indian food. It's not spicy. It's not.
Yeah. I've had it before.
I mean, it is tomato-y, so you probably wouldn't like that part.
Not a huge fan of butter chicken, yeah. But, bath towels and she likes massages, but she does those on her own, right? So.
What do you mean on her own?
Like she books them herself.
Yeah.
So you can't just get her a massage. What could you do? Well, you could get her a nice massage. She probably goes to a massage therapist. Get her like an actual massage.
Well, I got her that kind of stuff for Christmas. So.
Oh, okay.
Get her an afternoon at the spa. You're going to take the kids. You go and put her there. She can hang out at the go and swim. She doesn't necessarily need to go for a massage or anything, but
get her.
She can hang out there all day.
Get her a
there you go.
Spa package, but like with a hotel room. Like in the city, so she's still here. But she just gets to go and sleep in a hotel bed.
That's
all the
spa
with all the spa package. She's just like, you're in the city, so you can come home whenever you want.
That's gonna be like $300.
I know it is.
Plus towels.
Or would you? I was just gonna say. Or you spend $300 on 10 towels. 10 towels at $300 or this. Yeah. And you can just tell her, just steal some towels from the spa, and then you got a couple extra ones. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But that's, like, I'm just saying, then she just, like, you just get
just
to go
basic
away.
Whites.
Yeah. You just go away.
Yeah.
I'll drop you off there. I'll drop you off at 4 o'clock, or you come home.
If you want to take the kids, you can take the kids.
Kids want to go swimming with you? That's fine.
You probably got to give her an extra 20, though, to go play the slots or something.
Yeah. But, just in case. Yeah, and then she just, like, she has her own. Drop her off there at 5 o'clock. She's got a nice spa package. She goes for a dip. She sleeps. She gets to get her one with a tub in it. She can have a nice tub.
Yep.
Go to bed. Pick you up in the morning. Checkout's at 11.
Yep.
And then she doesn't leave the city.
It's not a bad idea.
There you go.
Might be worth it.
Could have a guy over.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah. Do whatever you want. Girl. Yeah. Go down to the lounge. Have a drink. Go to the casino. I might be there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, make sure you don't go to the casino that day.
Without the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And who knows, maybe she's so happy with it, she invites you over for a bit of the evening.
There you go.
That's
a present
that
for
would
you
never
too.
Happen. No.
But yeah. You guys got anything else? Canoop, I hope you have a great trip.
I think I will.
We were just there. Weather will be great for you.
Two of 20 this
game
year?
Game two of the MLB season. We're going to go Friday night.
Who are they playing?
Cubs.
I think it rained again in Arizona this week, so there's no way it's raining 3 weeks in a row.
Possibly
so.
On Monday. That's the
oh,
only
is
time.
That what it is?
Yep.
Yeah, so you should be fine.
You won't get to see Gallen or Steele. Those will probably be the opening day starters.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But still be a good game. Yeah. See
Brandon Fat.
Fat.
Yeah.
Probably who you'll see. Yeah.
I'll be back a few weeks later. We're going to go watch, I can't remember who they play.
Hopefully Seawald gets a save for you, and then I get a few points out of the deal. Nope, he's back.
He got hurt today.
Oh, shit.
He's on the IL.
Oh, yeah. I got no IL spots. Can't even put him on the IL.
Yeah, you're hurting. You have to drop DeGrom, probably.
Nope.
All right, wrap it up.
Yeah, if you guys don't got anything else, that does it for us, and it's time for us to hit the clubhouse. You! Soldier Boy Tough. Hey, I got the new dance for y'all called the Soldier Boy. You gotta push, then crank back 3 times from left to right. Jockin' on them, hate them, man. When I do that, soldier boy, I lean to the left, then crack that thing now. I'm jockin' on you, I'm jockin' on you. And if we get the fight, then I'm coming. Then I'm coming. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crack it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby.